This episode of iRescue Radio is brought to you by ProCPR.org. Online CPR training, when you want it, where you want it.
You say it.
I'm not saying it.
I can't say it.
Thanks for joining us. See you next year.
That was our 12-month get-together anniversary. Yeah. We think it's hard for some old bands to get back together.
Glad we've mended old ties.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm still mad.
Well, you got...
Yeah.
I'm not saying it.
No. I'm not saying it. You say it.
I'm not saying it.
See, if I say it, I won't know what to say because I always mess it up. I could say it like this. Watch. Let's give it a shot. Here it goes. It's going to go like this. Welcome back to iRescue Radio. I'm Jody. Now where does it go? See? Falls apart.
Because goodness knows Dan won't follow.
Right.
That's right.
Succinctly.
Well, for those of you joining us for the very first time and have no idea what you've tuned into... I'm Roy.
I would go somewhere else.
I would go somewhere else.
Wow.
Oh, the, try it again. Love is in the air.
Okay. Okay, Roy, here we go. You're our leader.
Okay, here we go. I'm Roy.
I'm Jody.
I'm Dan.
And we're iRescueRadio.com. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Christmas.
It is.
Or at least it's close to
close.
Christmas. Yeah, yeah, very much so. In fact, we're in the week of Christmas. Less than what? 5 days away?
According to my 7-year-old daughter, yes.
Mm-hmm. My soon-to-be 7-year-old daughter.
And for those of you who have been following us on the iRescueRadio.com podcasts, you'll know that we've been away a while.
Busy.
Very.
Dreadfully busy.
Yeah, very busy. Yes.
So busy, and, I don't know what to do.
We were feeling nostalgic.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like, finish what you start.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Well, and the fact that I listened to one of our old podcasts after talking to a friend the other day, and she said, well, aren't you guys doing, you know, like this radio show? And I said, oh, sort of. And she said, well, how's it going? And that's when the tears started running down my face.
Oh, boy.
No comment from my brethren. But you know what?
The moment was lost on us.
Well, mm-hmm. Here's the deal, is that in all fairness, it's not that we did stop producing these because we didn't necessarily want to. It's that we have limited time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for those of you that are listening, we all do different things for our mother company. And this is kind of a chance for you to meet a different side of us.
Well, it's not really that different from day to day.
Just man, Dan, you're just wrecking my career.
It's really just we're actually recording the noise we create every day.
There you go. I mean, that's more like it.
Okay. But if people were to, you know what? This is interesting. This is very interesting.
What?
Because
I said something.
I just read an article.
Okay.
In America magazine.
In pajama?
No, in America. That was talking about a Facebook phenomenon.
Oh, boy, Facebook.
Dan, you don't have to bite your bottom lip on this. It's not going to be...
Wood, better get caught in my whiskers.
What it was talking about was that most people of intellect, I mean everybody...
Dead silence.
Yeah, when I say that, I mean everybody. Not to be misconstrued as people with high intellect or low intellect. I'm not deciphering that. I'm saying like human beings. Human beings are people of intellect.
Correct.
There is a code that one follows when you're in different social groups. So if you were to go and speak with the President of the United States, you would probably not conduct yourself exactly the same way, especially as a sales professional. Mm-hmm. You have a way to adapt your way of speaking, your sense of humor, your social etiquette based on the crowd you're with. If you go to a Packers game, you're with your brother,
right?
You're going to act differently than you're when you're with a client.
Yeah, right there,
he's going to paint his belly green and yellow and oh, keep your shirt down, Dan.
I don't want to see on Ustream. Jody Marvin, when he's talking to a department of a state to talk about compliance, it's not the right time to blast him with a joke. Which he does so often with us.
What? Me? Jokey?
Come on.
Jokey Jody.
Hey, Joanne, did you hear the one about,
Do I know you?
Did you hear the one about the State Department that wouldn't accept the ProCPR card?
No.
This is a humdinger.
I don't like to let people think I'm crazy when I can remove all doubt.
Well, and I would hope that I'm of a bit more serious nature when I'm training. Help me out here, guys. Or leave me hanging.
I'm just looking.
Because I'm in the mode of teaching with authority.
Well, is what
I'm
when trying in Rome. To say. When in Rome.
Well, yeah, to a point. But I mean, you just address your audience appropriately. Most people do.
I was really trying to suggest that our culture in this office, though highly professional, couldn't be more proud of what I do.
Yeah.
It's just a blast to be around. We're fun people.
I'm going to cry.
So I think it's a beautiful mix of both.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree. I agree.
You know, it's...
I would say we take the tie off when we get behind the mics, though. Don't you think? A little more?
Yeah.
This is an outlet for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't disagree with you. I'd say that when the customers aren't around, this is quite a fun place to go.
It is. I mean, much hooting and hollering.
Yeah, we get foosball tournaments.
Heavy on the hoot.
Foosball tournaments. We slip around in our bunny slippers because we're the training company that you can get recertified with in your bunny slippers.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm sure.
We bought all those bunny slippers for people, which we have to order a couple new pair, by the way. Ooh. We got a couple new team members, which okay, so my whole point, you guys.
More foosball tables?
Here we go.
My whole point
yeah.
is that this Facebook thing was talking about how if you present yourself in one light, but all of your contacts can view you in whatever light you're displaying yourself.
Right.
It loses out on the code switch of intellectuals, where I might joke around differently with you, Dan, than I do with Father Rock Badgerill.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And if I do that, he's learned me a different way than you've learned about me.
That's fair to say.
But if everybody sees me in one dimension because I'm just doing an upload and then everybody sees that at the same time, it could actually make me lose friends. Because they're only seeing me how I'm representing myself.
Correct.
No, I thought that was interesting.
It's interesting.
And so that's kind of like iRescue Radio.
Yeah.
If the only way that people interact with us is if they listen into iRescue Radio,
then I don't have a job.
Yeah, basically, we're all done.
All host.
That's exactly right.
Which is my wife's concern.
Yeah.
We said we weren't going to say
names.
And
why your wife doesn't listen in either.
That's why I don't listen.
I thought that was very interesting. So let it be said that we let our hair down on the iRescue Radio show.
Yes, we do. Yes,
I think so. That's true.
So we're not going to handle your account quite the same way.
No, definitely not.
Necessarily.
But I think we need to start talking about the point at hand.
Well, the point at hand is it's almost Christmas.
Yes, it is. The ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake. Look at her tumbling down. Bringing joy to every time. Girl
It is. Susie's
come to town. Oh, yes. It's time. We got to get some Christmas stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Really don't know Susie.
Don't know Susie?
Susie?
Snowflake?
She's been around here an awful lot.
She's been long.
I don't know Bocal Fiddleworth or... Anybody like
Bocal Fiddleworth? I don't know Bocal Fiddleworth either.
Bogo?
I don't know Bogo.
You know, that's a funny story, though. Bogo. It wasn't until last year that I ever heard that term before in my life.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I walk into the store.
I've never heard it.
I'd like to see your Bogos that are on sale.
Well, I'm telling you, I walk into the store, and this happened to me last year. I don't know why. I'm not a shopper, so that's probably why. But I asked for this item. Because I saw it was on sale, and it said BOGO. And I thought, free BOGO.
I got to get me one of them.
I got to get one of them.
It wasn't Eulalie, was it?
So I bought...
Eulalie.
So I bought this item, and I said, where's the BOGO that's supposed to come with it? And what is that?
You've got to be kidding me.
I've never heard that term
before.
The
salesperson... That's like asking for one grit.
The person looked at me like I had three heads.
And I could understand that.
I couldn't. I was like, what is a BOGO? I've never heard of one. I thought it was some candy bar or something. I did.
Oh, my word.
It was like, I don't know.
Well, it's not like a Fizbo, is it?
Maybe.
For sale by owner?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an acronym.
Oh, Dan, the king of acronyms.
BOGO. Buy one, get one. I know. He comes into my office. We need an FTP on the UDF. If you get that PDF over to me ASAP, I think I got an FTP. You've got an SE?
Yep.
You got an SE trained for that account over there on the fly?
You're good at that.
Well, I'm speaking in texting.
He's a texter.
He should have been military.
Yeah, he's a texter.
That's no. Heaven help our nation.
Well, anyways, I thought we'd catch everybody up real quick.
That's great.
We are fully released in the 2010 update trainings, mm-hmm. which is really what we've been spending quite a bit of time since about 6 months ago. We've been watching it.
We've been watching it, but the big meetings,
When did we go to Chicago?
November. Early in November.
Early November, right?
October, we did all the trainings.
We did all the video trainings in October, which was the first real full-out update of all of the videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was October 18th was the actual release of the new 2009 guidelines.
In 2005, we weren't quite the size of the company we are today, and so we did what we could do. But hopefully those of you going out there to see the Pro CPR and Pro First Aid videos will think that they're a better quality, I guess, is what our hopes were. And most of us were involved in those videos.
It makes you have five fears.
Listen, there were always five fears. We addressed
that.
Had
to extract one.
We addressed that on this show.
And Dan got in the camera shot this year.
He is. He has a cameo.
I'm the skinny one laying on the floor.
Dan. Yeah. The Italian looking one. Yeah. Dan made a cameo. Jody made a cameo.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
We've got skill evaluators all around the world, mm-hmm. let alone the United States. Yep. And we're going to be, I think we can announce it here.
Okay.
What?
We are going to be inviting existing instructors to join up to be pro CPR and pro first aid instructors for our curriculum. Traditional mm-hmm. classroom, blended, which is our forte, mm-hmm. and they can even take advantage of those who can use 100% online. I thought that was pretty cool.
Are we selling online?
Yeah. So that whole thing, we've got some secrets, though, and we're not going to let them out. We've got some secret tools.
Can you keep a secret?
No.
So can I.
Wait, that didn't work.
No.
Anyhow.
Well, you didn't mention our venture overseas.
The UK.
Absolutely. That's been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mm-hmm. Keith Slightholm over there. Mm-hmm. is really working hard, doing a great job, and there's a network of how many instructors are there now?
Oodles. So,
lots. I mean, look at the sweet little island that comprises Great Britain and Scotland, and you'll see a lot of instructors popping up. You can go right out to procpr.org and take a look at our blended CPR, and I think you can see it. No, I guess they can't see it, can they? They can't look at the same map that we can.
No.
That's too bad. Private, it's really cool.
Private information.
Anyways, we've got this map that blows up, and we've got this big screen.
Well, it doesn't really blow up.
A big screen on our entryway.
It expands.
And the Google map pops up in the UK, and there's instructors everywhere.
It is. It's very. Keith has done an excellent job.
He's done a great job. Mm-hmm. So Merry Christmas to the Slight Holmes, and may God bless our 2011 and on. And we've got a lot of exciting things that are going to be launching in 2011 as well. And hopefully we'll at least get into the studios semi-regularly. I think we should rejuvenate it.
Okay.
I do.
I'm all for it.
What's for me?
Allow me to say, going into and closing out of 2010, going into 2011,
yeah.
when I actually say something, I actually mean it. It's not doggone it.
Well, that's good, Dan.
He's come that's a long good. Ways.
Yes.
Our little Roy, boy is
Roy has this perception that he is tolerated, that
this is like the end of the
I
year.
Just tell him what he wants to hear.
Wow. Doggone it.
Exactly. And, for all the world to hear, all Man. 12 of you.
How mushy.
I'm just...
He's tearing up.
Yes.
There's a tear in his eye.
Or so there.
There's a tear in my eye.
Or the heartburn.
So when I say,
Okay.
I want to do this. I want to do it.
All right.
He means business. Jody.
It's good stuff.
I'm going down.
All right. We're going to...
Not jujitsu.
No, we're going to...
I'm not doing that.
No, that's Roy.
But I'll do a podcast over Taco Bell.
Yeah. Ooh. You wait, whoa. You would give up Taco Bell in order to do a podcast?
No, I mean...
Oh.
No, I'll eat Taco Bell.
Oh, while doing the podcast. Okay, phew. Just want to clear that up.
Well, actually, what he really meant was, clear. I'll do a podcast if you buy me Taco Bell.
We'll work for food.
We'll work for food.
All right.
Well, anyways, I thought it was... Okay, all right. Christmas. Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Do we need another song? Do I need another song?
Yeah, of course. We need lots of songs. Lots of festivity. Where's the eggnog?
I don't like eggnog.
You don't? I thought you loved eggnog.
Oh, I don't think Dan likes that, no. Dan, come on. got a Christmas song for us, Roy.
Yeah, I'm looking
for the hippopotamus song. I want the hippopotamus song. You got that one? Do you have it?
I'm looking.
I'll find it.
In the meantime, while we're looking for this, I will say this. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to play it right here.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I found it, too.
Well, I got it here. Oh, we're fighting hippopotamuses. Okay, who's going to play it? You going to play it? Okay, you got it. Here we go.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Who's saying this?
Where would you keep it?
In your bathtub?
Stinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a
hippopotamus.
All right, I'll fade her down.
So, I just thought in the spirit of this whole thing.
Yeah.
That it would be good to talk about mishaps that can happen around the Christmas time.
Sure, that sounds fun.
But one of them we've already defunct.
If you get sat on by a hippopotamus, that would definitely be a mishap.
So don't ask for a hippopotamus, and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Jeez.
So I'm looking up Christmas accidents, right?
Yeah.
The first one's a spoof.
What?
It can't be right.
How can you trust any of the other ones if the first one's not accurate?
See, I know. It's not real research there.
Well, all of these, fortunately or unfortunately, sorry, Keith, based on British people.
This is smacking of that one podcast we did a long time ago.
But at least we're just going to be gut honest and say, this was feeling lucky on Google. There's absolutely no sound science to back this on.
Where Jody brings an article and everybody's laughing at
him. Jody, if you didn't read it, like you meant it, even when it didn't make any sense.
It's the best.
Okay.
You know, everybody who's listening right now is lost. You just have to go back
you
and listen,
listen
to
our
episodes.
Old podcast. It was we were lights out.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, anyways, it said that three Brits die each year testing if a 9-volt battery works on their tongue.
There's no way.
It's just a little bit of voltage. There's no amperage in that thing.
The electricity would not kill you. Now, the battery acid, if it was leaking, could cause you some poisoning potentially, but not kill you.
Maybe what's in there, mercury or lead?
Not even mercury, even.
Right. The 31 Brits who do this deserve what they got.
What's that?
No. What? I water my Christmas tree with the lights plugged in.
Well, then we need 32 listed here.
You really unplug yours when you fill the little base underneath your Christmas tree?
You really should.
Shoulda? I'm not asking shoulda. Do ya?
I don't. I have my kids water it.
Let's hear it.
I can't crawl down there. Are you kidding?
Dad, should we unplug the lights? Forget about it.
You know how much work that is?
Although you do know, there is this really cool Christmas watering thing. It's about 3.5 foot, 4 foot tall. It has a little funnel on top that you put down next to the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So you just water from the middle of the tree.
I have seen that.
I wanted one of those. I didn't get it, though.
The problem is, how do you know when it's full?
Well, when the carpet starts getting wet.
When it's all on your feet. I had that last year.
Did you?
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Overfilled the thing a little.
It's only bad when it's scalding hot water.
Yeah. Which you do warm water the first time.
We do.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be scalding
hot water. Now, my tree.
What are you putting? Giving your tree hot chocolate or what?
Maybe.
No, we boil a pot of water.
You boil a pot of water?
We never do scalding. Then we put into the tree.
You do not.
The first time in.
Oh, we just do warm.
Seals everything.
We do
warm. No way.
Oh, seals it.
Keeps, I thought it was.
I cook it. I thought we were trying to get it to absorb the water.
Is that why the needles are coming off?
Yeah, maybe why.
Don't feel bad. So are mine. And I did it by the prescription. So
now, when you have that fake tree like that, you really shouldn't be putting any water in it.
Well, that explains the electrocution. 31 Brits have died since 1996 by watering their Christmas tree while the Christmas lights were plugged in.
On their fake trees.
142 were injured in 1999 by removing all the pins, by not removing all the pins from their new shirts.
This is crazy. How do you,
well, and what do they classify as an injury?
Yeah. Well, no needle pokes.
Yeah.
But I've heard, though, that people have stepped on needles and not known that it drove the needle all the way up into their foot.
Oh,
but
no.
But felt like they had this chronic pain in their foot, only to find out that it was working its way through the top of their foot.
Oh, that would hurt.
I don't know how that happens, but I'm just telling you, that would hurt.
Man, that'd be painful.
It says that Dan's starting to pass out over there. That over 58 of our UK brethren are injured each year by using sharp knives instead of screwdrivers. Who does it? It almost happened yesterday. Okay, so make sure your lights are unplugged, you numbskull. But we're using a butcher knife to get this screwdriver.
Listen, sometimes necessity is the mother of invention.
Okay.
Easy for you to say.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, okay.
I don't understand the next
one. No, yeah, of course. Everybody knows that one. Read it, Dan. Come on.
19 Brits have died in the last 3 years believing that Christmas decorations were chocolate.
No, wait a minute.
That cookie was awful hard.
Hold on.
Was it Mr. Bean?
Okay, now wait. Just hold on. Maybe they mean animals. Maybe they refer to their pets as Brits as well. Jody's going down. By the end of this episode, he is.
The next one, I completely is so... Because I have no idea what cracker pulling
is. Well, we got to go back. Hold on now. We didn't finish the... So it says that 19 Brits have died in the last 3 years believing that Christmas decorations were chocolate. Maybe it's because something choked. But I can't imagine that once you took the first bite of a fake chocolate, you would literally try to swallow the thing. Nice, nice crackers, Artie. You're not fooling me this time. I know it's not plastic. And you can't prove it to me.
That's...
Bad. British hospitals reported 4 broken arms last year after cracker pulling accidents.
This is so much fun.
Oh, it's fun.
It's little things you can buy at World Market. They pop. You pull one side of the string and the other person, and they pop, and toys and
toys.
Things.
They have toys in them. They pop, and there's toys in them.
I didn't know that.
Big Christmas thing. That's big Christmas and New Year's.
But I'm not sure how you could break your arm.
Jody. You smack it into the wall.
Oh,
because you stand next to the wall, you pull, and you'd
be knocking on wood more than you'd be doing.
Okay, I got you. I got
you. So it hurts.
I would say that they probably have associated broken noses. If you're at the table, skull fractures,
teeth.
Well, speaking of skull fractures, that's on here too. 101 people since 1999 have had broken parts of plastic toys pulled out of the soles of their feet.
I believe it happened to me yesterday.
I can understand that one.
Mm-hmm.
18 people had serious burns in 2000 trying on a new jumper with a lit cigarette in their mouth.
Pulling a sweater on.
It's a sweater. A jumper is a sweater.
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yep.
Well, there are 18 less people smoking these days.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
543 Brits were admitted to a hospital in the last 2 years after opening bottles of beer with their teeth.
You know what? Can I just say something?
How many U.S. people?
Oh, more than that. Probably more than 543. Dan?
I was going to say something derogatory.
You don't do it.
You might be accused.
No, shush. Shush. Shush.
Come on. I can shush. Say it. It's a normal joke in the United States.
No, it's not. Shush.
Yes, it is. You may be a redneck if you've been accused of lying through your tooth.
That's it.
He said it.
I didn't say it.
There
was the beginning
but
and
he
the
followed
end.
My
all in December 2010. Annie, you were
my
right.
My thread.
You're right. But I can't contain the monster within this group.
Nope.
Okay, enough of the cup.
It's going down. What is a Scalextric car?
That I don't have any clue on.
No, well, I can tell you this. I do know about fast remote control cars.
Well, it's got to be a scaled size car.
It must be.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. They cruise. Jody?
Okay.
They cruise. You know what I'm talking about?
It's a slot car.
Jody, five Brits were injured last year in accidents involving out-of-control slot cars.
It's a racing slot car.
Okay.
Oh, is it when you get down on the floor so you're eye level with it and it comes flying at you?
It's actually a brand name.
Okay.
It's a brand name of slot cars. They're like what we used to play with as kids. Little cars on the track that you have a little thing.
Oh, yeah.
Can make jumps and crashes and all that. But
in 2000,
what, Dan?
Eight Brits cracked their skull.
No, Dan, what?
The last
this one.
Oh,
this last
okay.
one. Whilst throwing up into the loo.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
Those are Hanson Brother thoughts of the year.
What about the ones that were standing on the loo?
Oh, boy.
They were accused of being high
on pot. Weren't they skipping on the loo?
No, they're accused of being high on pot.
Skipped them
out. Oh, standing Jody. On the loo. Standing on the high on pot. Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough of that.
Well, that was about the extent of our news for the day.
Great news there, Roy.
Dan, you've got to have a Christmas story to share.
I sort of do. I was too. This isn't a rhyme, by the way.
I sort of do. I was kind of too. And the snow was white and glazed.
And I cried, boo-hoo-hoo. When my brother, Cam, shoved me down the stairs.
Not supposed to use names, Dan.
I don't care. It's the first time I've said it. It's been 43 years.
Took him that long.
Healing is beginning.
Just finally.
2011, we have new resolutions, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to heal from this.
I'm going to forgive my brother if it kills me.
All I recall,
yeah.
And I was two.
Two.
That I remember.
Two. This was scarring, clearly.
That my dad standing next to me at the hospital with the full leg cast getting put on.
Wow. On him.
On me.
Oh.
He was the one that got pushed.
Oh, yeah. Kelly, it's right.
He's two.
And waking up in the morning in a lawn chair next to the tree.
When he was two.
In a lawn chair.
Yeah, they didn't even put me in bed. They just kept me out in a lawn chair.
Did they shoot you up with some good sleeping pills or what?
And I got the cowboy hat and pistol.
Ooh.
Set like Michael's got.
Ooh. That was worth a broken leg.
That was worth a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Especially when you're two.
Broke.
And he utterly denies it. Three and a half.
Really?
You think he'd...
Man up.
That's right. Come on. Come on, you man.
What you got to worry about, Cam?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, send him this episode for Christmas. Merry Christmas, Cam. So, here's a wish that everybody out there has a very Merry Christmas.
Sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's safe.
Yeah.
Travels safely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can get to their destination in time.
Yep.
That it's not about the gifts.
No.
It's about the giving.
If you're unemployed, we pray that you get employed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a hard time with mortgages and things like that, like so many people are, we hope that this is a turnaround year. And that we'll all have much more laughter in the new year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas, everyone. From the iRescue Radio Studios, this is Roy.
I'm Joey.
I'm Dan.
Bye-bye.
If you have anything you would like to contribute to iRescue Radio, you can contact us toll-free at 866-661-5701 or visit our website at irescueradio.com. The commentaries in this podcast may not reflect the views of iRescue Radio or any of its sponsors or subsidiaries. iRescue Radio will not be held liable for any damages resulting from the advice given in this podcast.